Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. We're delighted to have you back this week. And today we have an extra special guest who is Dave Pellerin from Amazon Web Services. He's the worldwide head of business development for electronics and semiconductors. So they have graciously agreed to give a talk at Altium Live talking about cybersecurity and their experience in using their cloud platform to protect security of IP all around the world. So lean in, enjoy. I'll see you on the other side.
Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media.
Well, hi, Dave. Welcome. I'm delighted to have you. Thanks so much for joining us, not only today, but joining us at Altium Live.
Well, hey, Judy. Thanks so much for inviting me. I really look forward to the event. It's going to be fun.
Well, just so excited to have you. So before we get rolling, talking about your very interesting work and what you're going to talk about at Altium Live, why don't you give our listeners just an idea of your background and then just a thumbnail sketch of sort of life at AWS.
Sure. I've been with Amazon now for about 8 years. I joined the organization focusing on high-performance computing, and then soon after that moved to focus exclusively on the electronics and semiconductor segment, where I have some background. And there's so many interesting things happening in innovation in electronics, innovation in semiconductor that are driven by cloud now. And I'm happy to share those at the event. It's going to be a really interesting talk, and I'll enjoy giving it. Prior to joining AWS, I actually had a background in electronic design automation, embedded systems, FPGA accelerated high performance computing. And in fact, 20 years ago, I spent about 3 years at Altium, in fact, and really enjoyed the experience. It's a very innovative company, shares our values for customer obsession, really fun to be working with the team again here.
Well, I found that to be really funny when you shared that with me, with the rest of your team on our prep call. You know, I didn't have that background on you, and I think that this makes your presentation at Altium Live especially relevant, because you really do understand sort of our innovation and where we'd like to go and where we'd like to take the industry from our place of leadership. So let's talk next about sort of what you're seeing feet on the ground in regards to collaboration in the cloud specific to electronics and semiconductor technologies all around the world.
Yeah, it's a really interesting trend right now, exacerbated, I suppose, by recent events. You know, the semiconductor sector, the electronics sector, has been disaggregated, has been reliant on a global supply chain for quite some years now. And certainly if you look at semiconductor, which is my primary focus, you have fabless semiconductor companies now that don't do their own manufacturing. You've got contract manufacturers, outsource assembly and test, and these are globally distributed organizations, often supported, in fact, always supported by yet another global supply chain of equipment manufacturers, materials suppliers. So it's really important in today's world that these organizations be able to collaborate in a secure way, right? This is particularly true when you look at current and next generation technologies that require high levels of security, because they may be export controlled, or perhaps more importantly, are focused on safety critical systems in autonomous vehicles and medical devices and other areas. And so having secure access to supply chain analytics, secure methods of collaborating with different design teams around the world, which is where Altium 365 really shines, is super, super important in the world today, not just because of the current environment of remote work, but because there is this strong need to collaborate with third party partners who may or may not be fully trusted, if you will, because they're working, of course, with your competitors, or they may be in other geographies and so forth. So very, very important set of initiatives. We hear this all the time. Amazon ourselves, we have product development teams, we have silicon development teams, and we use cloud for exactly this use case to create secure collaboration environments with our own supply chain partners.
Interesting. So did sort of entering this space sort of start with your own needs or vice versa?
No, we really, we always start with a customer and work backwards. And customers were coming to us increasingly looking for solutions in this area. It did accelerate for us, certainly in terms of our understanding and empathy for these types of customers. When Amazon, in particular in the semiconductor area, when we acquired the Annapurna Labs team to build out a significant semiconductor design center, if you will, right, to do chips like our latest generation EC2 instances powered by ARM processors, the Graviton 2s, our chips used in the networking infrastructure, specifically the Nitro chipset, our Inferentia deep learning chip, right? So all of these are highly complex advanced node chips, and they require that we work with third-party partners around the world, actually, to assemble IP, to create those chips, to assemble them into systems and push them out into services that our customers can use. So this is, again, given us a greater empathy, a much greater internal need for the same sorts of solutions that customers have been coming to us and asking for some years now.
Well, having come from the sort of board level side of the industry, I know that cloud security is something people are a little paranoid about, and rightfully so. You know, cybersecurity is top of mind, and especially now during all the remote work and how the landscape's changing. You said something earlier about having some experience, particularly with FPGAs, which our team used to be in that business for some time, which is probably around the time you were with the organization. So what's been your experience with FPGAs relative to AWS?
Well, it's been really exciting to see FPGAs after many years, actually, being now available for a broad range of use cases in the cloud and expanding the number of users of these devices. The use cases for FPGAs are really quite broad and interesting. Genomics acceleration in particular, really nice successes out there. We've got some public case studies if you're interested on what we're doing there. You look at other applications that benefit from massive parallelism and a massive pipelining that's possible in an FPGA. You'll find them in financial services. You'll find them in video and image analytics. You'll find them in deep learning inference. There's many similar use cases that benefit from FPGAs in the cloud. And one of the most important aspects of FPGAs in the cloud relates to security. Because if you are developing a piece of intellectual property that you want to deploy in an FPGA, you want to ensure that is safe and secure, right? It's your proprietary IP, right? Down to the metal, if you will. And so with AWS F1 instances, we have a hardware development kit, an HDK, a set of libraries, a shell, a mechanism so that your FPGA bitstream can be securely developed, downloaded to the FPGA in support of a customer's needs, for example, and that they never have access to that bitstream, right? They never really see the pins, they never have access to that bitstream. So that's just one example of where cloud can actually provide a higher level of security for customers that are doing things like FPGA accelerated applications. And we have customers, of course, doing export controlled work and hundreds of perhaps thousands of public sector customers now doing various levels of classified work on AWS. So I think there's a broad recognition now that cloud is actually a more secure a place to do these kinds of projects, to collaborate on critical IP than traditional on-premise infrastructure. So yeah, it's a new world now in terms of cloud security.
Yeah, and that's really changed. And you're really teaching me as we sort of have become acquainted about how far we've come. And I'm excited to have you share this with the Altium Live audience. Now, a lot of Altium customers and users specifically are working on IoT devices and connected products and all of that, which is, you know, taking over in billions, you know, of these being developed year over year. So what advice do you give these customers? Because again, it seems to sort of put you in a little bit of a vulnerable space.
Yeah, you know, what a great time to be doing a startup, for example, or a new project if you're in a larger enterprise around connected devices. Because unlike years past, you don't have to invent a lot of things and more importantly, qualify a lot of things for your end customers. And I'll specifically what I mean there is that in the past, if you were creating a connected intelligent device or that were your aspirations, you would have to figure out how to secure that connection, ensure that you can patch the device remotely, understand if some vulnerability has been inserted into your device in the field that you didn't know about. And creating that secure plumbing is actually very challenging. And with services like AWS IoT Core, we take care of all that heavy lifting. We manage that infrastructure. We provide that secure environment, right? And then you can build that connected service or that connected device into value-added services that are running on cloud. So think about, you know, AI-enabled products, iRobot, for example, right? This idea that now you've got the ability to create cloud-based services connected to smart edge devices that that really work in harmony, and you can continue to add value to over time without worrying about the fundamental plumbing about secure messaging and so forth. Again, we take care of that through IoT Core. So it's a great time to be creating connected devices. There's lots of available services that you can just use as components and move forward quickly and innovate on these types of products.
You're probably a lot like me that it's sort of fun to ride this arc that you and I've gotten to ride over many years, is seeing sort of where we came from to now, which feels a little like science fiction come true, right? How far we've come. And and it is an exciting time for startups. I see that as well. And I've had conversations with hardware and software incubators and accelerators where they all say, oh man, if I had these tools, you know, you can spool up a startup in a dorm room at college, you know, because of the availability of technology and also things like Arduino, Raspberry Pi, the BeagleBoard, from a hardware standpoint, not to mention all the software applications. So it really is a cool time, and it's really fun to sort of track these case studies, right, and see what people are really able to go and how far they can go. So let's talk about what you are planning on, speaking of case studies, what sure. you're going to tee up for us at Altium Live without giving all the good stuff away.
Yeah. I want to focus in the session a little bit on what Amazon ourselves do. I spoke about this briefly earlier. How do we think about collaboration across the supply chain? What are the trends in analytics, for example, across the supply chain in design for manufacturability, design for reliability? I'll share a little bit about what our various teams internally do. The Annapurna team I mentioned earlier doing deep silicon design, the Amazon devices team doing kinds of devices that are in many, many people's homes today. Right, and so these devices are developed increasingly, well, in fact, entirely now using cloud-based services to help us innovate faster. We also have innovation mechanisms that we use internally, and I can share briefly what those look like, working backwards, for example, from a customer scenario to an actual product that we deliver. And then I want to focus a little bit in the time I have about what are the best practices for creating secure design environments in cloud, and Altium 365, of course, being an excellent example of that. How do you manage multiple users? How do you ensure that the right users are in there, not the wrong ones? How do you create a scalable infrastructure so that when you need perhaps literally thousands of CPU cores to run some simulation, you can get them and then shut them down when you're done? So that scalability is a really important part, in particular in the semiconductor design area, where some of these verification runs require massive compute bursts for short amounts of time. And I'll highlight some of those use cases as well. So it'll be a lot to talk about. We'll have a little bit of fun and try to keep it short, but there's much more to hear about.
Well, we're really cruel in that we're only going to give you an hour, but hopefully we'll give you some time to interact and answer questions in our Discord channel afterwards. And maybe you can join us for a happy hour or something. It's been really fun to sort of make this connection because of what some of our own users, I've shared with you what the open source ventilator team has done, on Ultium 365, which is of course running on the AWS platform, and to watch that speed from our little corner of the world has been really exciting. So it'll be neat for you to sort of engage with the DFM, DFA teams that you'll see that are working cohesively as sort of shining examples of exactly what you're talking about and keeping the data secure.
Yeah, we love these impactful case studies, those world-changing, really positive impact stories. Mm-hmm. So yeah, keep them coming.
Okay, I will. I'll keep sharing whatever I got. I'll throw your way, Dave. Well, I know that Ultium Live is not the only event that you guys have on your plate this year. What other events do you get? First of all, I want to say, why would someone as large in scale and with this global outreach want to talk to an Ultium customer base? And then I want to ask you what other events you're doing this year, Dave.
Yeah. Well, to the question of why would we want to talk to this base? Amazon relies on technology innovation throughout the business, right? So whether it's data centers, whether it's devices, whether it's services that we offer to customers of various sorts, none of that innovation happens without innovation in systems, innovation in silicon, innovation in PCB, innovation in embedded systems and firmware and all the stuff that comes with system design, right? So we care deeply about this. We live it every day. And that's, part of my remit is to really make sure that we're not only helping customers onboard to AWS, but we're also fostering a culture of innovation, if you will, across the industry, and Ultium 365 being a perfect example of that, right? So no, we love the community. I'm not sure I'd want to do anything else right now other than talk to this particular community. In terms of the events that we do around the world, in the past, of course, the current era is a bit different. We've had summit events regionally. I've lost track of how many cities around the world, but these can be very large events, trade shows, if you will, that attract thousands of people in cities around the world. Our largest event is reInvent, which happens every year, November, December timeframe. Tens of thousands of all our best friends there talking about innovation, hearing about new services. More importantly, hearing from other customers about how they are transforming their businesses or how they're using services in new ways, how they are adopting new technologies that may have been aspirational just months before, but now are in production and in high scale use. Reinvent this year will be remote. There's no charge. It spans a 3-week period in December, and there'll be lots and lots of technical sessions. There's one session in there on semiconductor, for example, that I'll be leading, and super exciting to talk to the community. But it's a great place to learn about new trends and technologies in machine learning, analytics of all sorts, in IoT technologies, connected devices. And again, hear what other customers are doing on cloud as they innovate new and interesting solutions. So look forward to that. You'll find information on that at aws.amazon.com. And I think we'll provide a link here to the reInvent landing page as well.
Yep, I'll for sure put that in the show notes below for our listeners. If you want to participate in reInvent, I know I certainly want to be part of that. And I will put it in the show notes. And is that just free to register? You go to that website and then register?
Okay. Free to register. And we'll look forward to seeing many of you or most of you at the sessions in December.
Well, thank you so much for taking a bit of your valuable time to come tempt our users to come listen to you speak. We really appreciate the investment that Amazon and AWS is making in Ultium users specifically, and we really look forward to your talk, Dave. Thank you.
We appreciate the partnership, and I look forward to the event.
Thank you. For our listeners, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation between myself and Dave Pellerin of AWS. Please be sure to go check out reInvent. But also, before reInvent, will be Altium Live, which is also free and is also remote. So I will also put that link in the show notes below. Registration is now open for North America as well as Europe. So make sure to join us. We're teeing up great speakers like Dave Pellerin for you. So thanks for joining us again. Thank you again, Dave. We'll see you in early October.
Thanks, everyone.
Until then, stay healthy, stay safe, and always remember to stay on track.